America's Next Up Best Friend Podcast would like to thank our premium Patreon subscribers. Amber, day drinking mimosas and then taking a nap afterwards, Lodgson.
Ron, canceling plans with friends at the last minute and having them forgive you, Giant.
Sparrow, the Bon Appetit YouTube page, Crane.
And Jordan, Justin Timberlake and model behavior, they have no last name. Please respect their privacy. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah.
This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on?
Well. I'm back. Welcome to America's Next Top Best Friend, the podcast. I'm the Hillary Sussman, and I'm here with the Amanda Mitchell, who's drinking a smoothie, and she has another one on deck.
I have another one on deck.
She got two smoothies. Mm-hmm. I want a smoothie.
This one is raspberry and mango juice and bananas and some peaches. Yes.
From where?
It's from this place called Energy Fuel on Fulton Street in Brooklyn. It's like a perfect walk away from me where I feel like I took a walk, you know.
Did something?
Yeah. Like I wanted to clear my brain this morning. So I went for a walk and then I got a smoothie and then I got a second smoothie. Because the guy was like, you should get a second one. And I was like, that's actually a really good idea. It was like, he was one of those like, I was debating between two. She's like, you should just get both. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. Like, and I was like, because sometimes when the universe tells you, you should just do it.
To get two smoothies.
Just get two smoothies.
To get two smoothies.
And that's what I did. That's what I did. How are you feeling, Hillary? How's your new knee?
I'm okay. I'm on a combination of Oxy and codeine.
She high, y'all.
Yes.
I wish I would. It's just, there's so much pain that it's really just a painkiller.
It's point. Just working
but
to like.
Everyone's making sure that I don't get addicted. Everyone's working together to make sure.
Like my mom and my dad, when I had my wisdom teeth taken out a decade ago, like they were like, okay, we're like gonna make sure. They like doled out those painkillers like they were like little baby droplets. They were like, mm-mm.
No. Mm. Like, that is the last thing I need right now is an opioid addiction.
Oh, for sure.
Can you imagine?
That's the last thing all of us need. I'm pretty sure that's, like, a generous, like, across-the-board opinion, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's doing okay. I'm, like, a little over, I'm, like, a week and a half out by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
And things are moving along just fine, knock on wood. I start outpatient PT this week. I haven't left the house in 10 days and I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
I'm
sure you're ready. Like,
did you miss me last week?
I did. I said it so many times. You heard it.
I didn't listen to the whole episode.
I did, but I said it 100. I said it so many times. I was like, I miss Hillary was here. I had to do You Shut Up without you and I was so upset.
Oh, I did hear that. I was
just like, dark. I want to kill myself. Like, I'm on a KMS, but yeah, no. Speaking of last week, do you want to talk about how you felt about last week's episodes just to catch up?
Yes, let me just double check which ones those were, because I am definitely forgetting. Was that the Brittany Ferland one?
Yeah,
Vines?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was the Brittany Ferland one with Tyra being like, I care about STEM.
Oh, and the fictitious deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those were horrible. I'm glad I missed those. No offense. The Barbie dolls and the deodorant commercial?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were going to have a proper rage about the fact that we've already done a doll photo shoot on this show, though.
We have.
In
That's
cycle
repeat,
six.
Repeat, repeat, repeat.
Mm-hmm. They're just bad at coming up with new ideas.
They're just recycling old photo shoots.
Over and over.
But that's what the show does.
Yeah.
Were you mad it was an acting challenge?
Of course I was. I was enraged. And I'm glad you're back with me for Ghosties. If I had to do Ghosties without you,
oh
I would have
God.
Jumped off a bridge.
Yeah. Fair. Fair enough.
I know. I'm sorry to be overdramatic. It's just true.
This was... I only liked the Ghostie episode. I hated the Bootyful commercial.
I have that song stuck in my head, and I think it will never leave my body. Can we talk about...
they go to Vegas. That's their destination this season.
Hillary.
A 4-hour drive from LA.
I know.
They took a bus. They took a bus. We didn't even get a plane graphic.
We didn't even get a plane graphic. Did we get a bus graphic?
We saw them on a bus.
We didn't even... in our last season, we were robbed of a plane graphic. My God. Rude. Like,
rude.
Honestly, the show, the budget for the show is $4.50.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No. I'm there. Anyway. Yeah. Bootyful, we'll get to it. It's one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
But... Story does a good job rapping, though.
Okay.
She did the best with what she had.
No, the first part of the song is great. Actually, I will say it's like it hit its laps in the club, but then
the bridge is a weird.
And then it's a bridge, and then it's a completely different song. Mm-hmm. It's like they decided halfway through, they were like, "But we want to do like a Nicki Minaj style." Like it's like they mix the two Nicki Minaj styles of music at this time into one song.
Also, I didn't realize you have said this many times, but I never really fully took it in that it is a multi-level marketing campaign in Tyra. Is a scheme.
Like, I told, like, when she explains it, you're just like, so Avon, so Mary Kay, yeah. So
Amway,
like,
Beauty Tainers, my butt.
It, she thinks like she's being brilliant by innovating this. No, she's literally
like, I paid for this whole thing out of my own pocket. So now
I need you
too.
No, now I need you to pay for it out of your pocket too. Cuz that's how it works.
So God, she's
cuz she calls it self-funded. Self-funded.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible the language that's used here to make it like it no, it's like if you know anything about how God, don't get me started. Like multi-level marketing schemes are a scheme. They're a scam. Don't do them. Don't. I will block you on Facebook if you come for me with any of that shit. Luckily, I don't.
Tyra's a scammer. Tyra's a scam artist.
We've always known this.
This whole show is a scam.
Honestly, let's be real. We're not entirely incorrect by saying that. I don't think that's an unfair assessment to make. You know.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do episode 9, honeys.
Okay. So the title is The Guy or Girl Who Came Back.
Yeah, because they can't give away who it is.
Ooh.
So
Lacey won Best Photo last week, that Barbie shoot.
Sure.
How is Hadassah still there? I realized she was still there and I was very confused.
Because she becomes a star in these next two episodes. Is the main focus of these next two episodes. She really is. She gets so much more screen time she has in weeks. Yeah. I like Hadassah. I'm not mad at her. But
I was just...
You were just like...
Shocked. Coming back after a week off, I was just like, how is she still there?
It's true.
Justin gets a going home edit right off the bat.
So sad. I'm depressed.
He's like, my parents are conservative. Will they accept my modeling career?
Question mark. Bayo left on bad terms. Mm-hmm. Bad terms. And he's
didn't even hug Hadassah.
Yeah. And Hadassah's like, but it's fine because I'm going to win. I need the money. And that's when I was like, oh, we're going to get Hadassah's like shining star edit in these next few, in this episode, which we did. So Lacey
gets a fake ass tie tip where Tyra's just like, don't let the other contestants get to you.
Yeah.
Now.
I thought they were supposed to be tie tips about, like, modeling.
Yeah. That's not a tip. That's just a fact.
Guess what? You're doing really well in the competition. You should probably make sure that, like, you know, you're not being, like, the other people are going to come for you now. Huh. Breaking. Groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. But, bless you. Bless you.
Excuse.
Then, we got Tyra Mail.
Mm-hmm.
You better book it if you want to book it.
Cozies!
I love the fact that they got this right away. Proud of you. But then, overconfident Devin.
Yeah. He's like, I've been on casting calls before, so he, like, tries to give everybody advice. And Lacey's like, shh.
Yeah, she's like, calm down. Take it down.
That's enough. She's very annoyed with him. Actually, everybody's really annoyed with him.
Yeah, because he's been in the bottom a bunch of times, and he should have gone home last week, in my opinion, even though his photo was gorgeous, you know. Anyway, so then they go to Next Model Management, where Kelly Catrone is waiting with that guy from Next Model Management, whose name I did not write down.
Alexis Burgess.
Thank you. And he's like, welcome back, models. Good to see him. And basically, they're like, guess who's back? The eliminated models.
So all of the eliminated models walk in, and then each model who's still in the running gets to pick one to be their partner for the day. And basically the eliminateds are being tested to see who is coming back. So they're moving back into the house, they're going to do the photo shoot. It's like they're back in the competition.
Yeah, yeah, for one episode. And one model will definitely be eliminated, one model is going to take their place. Stefano's hair is still terrible.
Oh, God, those blonde, those chunky blonde highlights.
It's so bad. So
Lacey loves those, apparently, because she chooses him as her partner. Niall picks Delaney. Justin's with Dustin. Mm-hmm. Mikey and Ashley. Hadassah and Ava. And Bello is, or Bayo, excuse me, is pissed that Hadassah didn't choose
him.
Mommy picks Courtney, and then Bayo and Devin are stuck together.
Yikes. And Bayo's surprised to be like, he's like, I'm really surprised that I've been picked last because it lets me know how fraudulent some people in this competition
fraudulent.
Are.
Fraudulent. Not fake. Fraudulent. Have you ever heard anybody call a person fraudulent?
No. It's not how that works. I don't think that's how that word works. I don't think.
That was him trying to use a big SAT word and sound smart. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it backfired. Right.
But then they attempt to do what is honestly I consider impossible. Three hours to do four go-sees.
In LA traffic.
In LA traffic, which is impossible.
They get a car and a driver, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on.
The designers.
Hold on. But as they leave, they're all running out. They're like, go! And then Alexis Borges goes, Bayo, drop the attitude as they're running out.
Yeah, because Bayo's pissed.
Yeah. He's first...
He's, like, made it a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try to ruin everyone's day.
Yeah. So, the designers are Coco Black, Ilan Cohen,
Iden Cohen, isn't
it? Iden Cohen, yeah, sorry. Tumblr and Tipsy.
Artistic
Jeans. Tumblr and Tipsy and Artistic Jeans. Half of these words are misspelled.
Yeah, on purpose.
Artistics is spelled, like...
With... Seven X's.
Yeah, it's spelled like artistics, like pop sticks, like STIX, or Nikki Six, and then add like 100 more X's on the end. No.
So they go to Coco Black, and they love Mame's walk and her legs.
Yes.
And Courtney, they're just like, no, shut it down.
Yeah, they're just... But also, I'm astonished at how many girls this season can't walk. Lacey can't walk either.
Lacey cannot walk, which is her downfall, I assume. Mm-hmm. That's why she doesn't win.
Yeah. It's not good. Idan Cohen, basically, everyone shows up. Hadassah, Ava, Devin, and Bayo all run into each other at Idan Cohen, where Lacey and Stefano are already. So yeah. Bayo's...
Are walking.
Yeah. And Bayo's so mad. He's like, I'm not going to wait. And so they run... across town somewhere else. I think they go to Artistics.
It's Coco Black.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hadassah walks at... I don't know where... Oh, no, she's at Iden Cohen. Mm-hmm. They think Hadassah is beautiful. Ava needs a lot of runway help. Mm-hmm.
Ava can't walk.
Mikey and Ashley are, like, flirting in the cab.
That's the only footage I think we really see of Mikey and Ashley. You also see them when Justin and Dustin interrupt them. But other than that, we only see them. But then Mikey's like...
Tumblr and Tipsy is like a super gay designer, and he's obsessed with Dustin and Justin.
Of course.
He's like, they both have such big personalities, and it's like, actually neither of them have a personality.
Yeah, like or a big one, like, to say the least.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's definitely, not. Like, your priorities are off there. But also, he loves Niall because he has taste. I mean, you have eyes, right?
Artistic's Jeans is like, we would not book Bello, he's too short, and Devin just doesn't have the look.
Yeah. Yeah. And then poor Niles with Delaney, who left her purse and her book at Tumblr and Tipsy. No, she left her purse at Tumblr
and Tipsy. She left her purse at Tumblr and Tipsy, and she left her portfolio in the car. So they're just running all over.
Right. The guy at Tumblr and Tipsy sees Courtney and he goes, I've never seen a walk quite like that.
Yeah. Would never book her.
Never.
So then Justin and Dustin run into Iden Cohen, and Mikey and Ashley are there. And they're like, we can't stay. We actually have to get back. But can we just walk with you for like 5 to 10 minutes?
Ugh.
And they're horrified.
I would be horrified. I'd be like,
it's just unprofessional. So gauche.
It's so gope. That's such a good word for it. It is gauche. Because it's not only just like flat out disrespectful, but it's just like, read the room, bro. Like, you are not, this is not, you don't get to dictate how this goes, you know? You're not in the power. You're not the power in here. You know, they are the ones looking to hire you, not vice versa. So basically, and Mikey's pissed because they got interrupted. But Stefano and Lacey are the first ones back, and then Delaney and Niall, Devin and Bayo basically get out of the car. They're in their car, and they're like, okay, well, we could either just get out or we could run. And then at some point, Bayo and Dustin or Devin get separated. Right?
No. So they're in the car, and Bayo is like, we're getting out and we're running. Come on, Devin. And he just gets out of the car and books it. And Devin's just like, oh, okay. And he, like, gets out of the car and Bayo's already gone. And he's like, fuck, okay. Like, you left me. This is what it means to be Bayo's partner.
Right.
But they both make it on time.
Yeah.
Niall and Delaney make it. Stefano and Lacey make it.
Everyone makes it.
And Devin and Bayo make it. And then Ava and Hadassah, I think, make it at the very last second.
They walk in with, like, 4 seconds.
Yeah. Mame and Courtney are eliminated. Mm-hmm. And Justin and Dustin are eliminated.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Wait, are they?
No, Dustin.
Yeah.
They did? They were late?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. They did not show that. Huh. I only have that, but, so. No, go on.
So, feedback.
Yeah.
Mikey, the designers, liked his look. He booked 3 out of 3. Niall booked 3 out of 3.
Hadassah had really good confidence, and she booked 3 out of 4. Stefano booked 2 out of 3. Dustin and Justin get called out for being rude and unprofessional to other models, but they both booked 3 out of 4 ghosties. And
yeah, Devin only booked 1 out of 3, and Bayo booked 0 out of 3.
And the designers adored Mame, and she booked all 4 of her ghosties. But guess what? She got a disqualified. So they're just like, well, if you hadn't been late, you would have won. So, Hadassah, you're the winner.
Yeah, so she wins looks from Artistix Jeans, Cocoa Black, and Tumblr and Tipsy. And she's walking in some runway show that I didn't
know. Yeah, it was like Annie Hearts, I think. But good for her.
So they're all living together again, all 14 of them.
This is so gross. I would hate this.
Yeah. And like, especially after like spreading out, kind of taking up more space. Maybe you move to the queen bed.
Yep.
And now you have to share with 3 people.
Exactly. Like, ugh, yuck, yuck.
So yeah, then we go to the photo shoot.
I think so. This episode was weirdly quick.
Yeah, I liked this photo shoot.
I loved this photo shoot because we got to see dogs.
Yusai's gonna be the photographer.
And his dog is really cute.
And they're posing with dogs that resemble them.
I think they got some of them spot on, and some of them were just like, okay, okay.
Some of them were just, let's put you in clothes that resemble this.
Basically, yeah. Courtney. Actually, Courtney kind of resembled her dog. But Hadassah...
Yeah, she did.
Hadassah gets...
I thought she really did.
...a poodle named Norma Jean.
I love the name.
Yeah, I loved that. I tried to write down all of their names, because they get the credit they deserve.
What was the husky's name?
Sky.
Bayo and Niall get Sky.
And Sky was beautiful. Jesus, what a beautiful dog.
Those
eyes.
I love the dog handlers also standing behind the camera with like fluffy green toys, waving it, being like, Sky, over here. Look over here, Sky. It's just the energy is so different than that of the shoot. It's just like, come on.
I know, I loved it. I was like,
manic.
I want that job.
Absolute
how do I get that job?
Mania.
I know. Hello, Sky. Hello.
Well, you size like screaming at him. And then the other one's like, Sky, you're such a good girl. You're such a good girl. Bayo and Hadassah get in a fight on set.
Hadassah calls his behavior unforgivable, which I'm like, damn. Like, you guys
what
are done.
What did he do?
I think he was just like, she was really like, she was like, he talks so much shit about everyone else in the house and tells her, like, my plans
just like
to get rid of him.
Energy.
Yeah, and then, like, I wonder, like, what is his plan to get rid of me? And so she started to put, like, space between the two of them.
Like, your friend who's always talking shit, and then you're like, what are they saying about me?
Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, and she basically started to put space in there between the two of them, and then, like, he walked out without, when he got eliminated, he walked out without saying goodbye to anyone or hugging anyone. So, like, that's another thing, which is just like, yeah, like.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, Mikey's the Afghan hound.
Yes.
I forget its name.
It's, yeah, I didn't write down his name, but that dog had better hair than he did.
Better personality.
That definitely, for sure.
And Mikey struggles, which I was like, finally.
Mm-hmm.
He just does the same thing every week, and they're like, so
he
good.
Just whips his hair around and, like, kind of glares at the camera over and over again.
Yeah. Ashley's the Chihuahua, which I was like, yes. Those both of them had, like, these huge eyes.
Big eyes. Ugh. She looked so beautiful. She is, again, we say this every time she's on camera, but I'm like, damn, girl, you're so pretty. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love when you said, I was just like, I don't want it to look like a portrait at a mall.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Fine line.
Because it could be. This really could have looked like that.
Dustin but and Justin both get the pit bull.
That pit bull was so cute.
So cute.
He had, like, this big round face. So pretty. I love dogs. I love most animals. But they're like, Dustin embody the spirit of the dog. Where Justin, they like tell him to pick it up. And I'm like, why would you do that? That dog is heavy as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know why they're having him hold it. They have nobody else hold, like, other than the Chihuahua.
Yeah.
This is a giant pit bull.
Right. It was weird.
At one point, Yusai gets in the fetal position because he just can't take how bad Justin is doing.
But I love his little overdramatic ass.
Delaney gets a poodle.
Mm-hmm. She gets Norma Jean, too.
Ava also gets the Chihuahua, which I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't drink tea. Mama gets to pose with the Doberman. I think she's the only one who does.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the only one with the Doberman.
Good for her.
The Chinese Crested is the dog from the Olsen Twins movie New York Minute. It's not the same dog, but the same breed, I mean.
Yes, it is. You're correct.
That strange-looking dog.
Benny.
So, of course, Devin and Courtney get paired with it. The odd ones.
This weird-looking rat dog that, like, has, like, two
so
little
cute.
Tufts of hair. And it's kind of just, like, wiggling and shaking. She's cute.
I think Lacey is the only one with the sheepdog.
No, Stefano gets the sheepdog too.
He gets the Afghan hound.
Oh, you're right.
He gets the one Mikey.
You're definitely right. Oh, yeah, maybe. Good for then. That's definitely like, they knew what they wanted. They knew who they wanted to shine in this photo shoot. That sheepdog was so cute, and I loved the styling of Lacey in this photo shoot. Wow.
Mm-hmm,
wow. But then they also tried to put that same furry style vest on Stefano. And I say, no.
It looked like your local, like, think about the richest community near you and their local magazine that they put out. And that's what it looked like. It would have been the cover of.
Yeah. Like, we're, like, the cover of, like
the Birmingham Monthly.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like, Orange County Couture. One of those, like.
Beverly Hills, like, local.
Yeah, exactly.
So we go back to the house. Everybody's nervous. Bayo and Hadassah get in another fight. And he's, like, screaming at her. And he's like, I'm yelling at you like this because I love you. When my mother yells at me like this, it's because she loves me. And he basically just does the Tyra speech from season four. And Hadassah is not having it. She gets up and walks away.
Yeah. Which Tiffany wishes she could have done.
Yeah. Poor Tiffany.
Because it's like, Bayo's just like, I don't think we had a real friendship. And Hadassah's like, I don't, like, there's no real defense for that accusation, you know? It's like, okay, if that's what you think, like, you can feel that way. I'm going to let you live in that, take that to your altar. But, like, I thought I was being your friend. So, you know. Anyway. So, panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hadassah's up first. She has a cute outfit on. Loved this dress. It had a cute little, like pilgrim collar and, like, an oversized black dress. Gorgeous.
Peter Pan collar.
Yep, loved it. And then,
they love her
But her photo. Wow. Finally. Fucking very finally, Hadassah.
In character. Mm-hmm. So good.
She did the damn thing. This is when Devin comes up and, okay, Devin's skin is, I think you notice it, and there's a close up on him in, like, I think the end of this episode where I'm like, your skin is, you've been overworking your skin, so you're trying to overcompensate for it by wearing so much fucking makeup. Why does he have so much makeup on? And why does it take them so long to call it out? Because he has so much makeup on a panel. It's scary.
So he's got crazy eyes.
But I love that.
They think it's a little over the top. I liked it too.
I really liked it.
I thought it was, like, quirky.
I was like, that was the brief everyone should have gotten. Like, yeah, this weird, quirky, like, kind of absurdist idea, like, of, like, you're dressed all dramatically, but you're also, like, you know.
With a dog.
Yeah. I wanted more of that.
I thought he nailed the brief.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Mikey, they're not crazy about it.
It's fine.
Finally.
Tyra basically is like, I love the composition of this photo, but I don't like, but I'm like, but like, that's it.
It's Lacey is fierce.
Finally. I mean, not finally, but like, she just always delivers. Great. Lacey gives a good photo. What
she
a shot.
She delivers on everything except her runway walk.
It's true. Mame's photo is great from the waist up, in my opinion.
Yeah, her legs look short.
Mm-hmm. But the judges fight about it for a while because Kelly doesn't like it, but Tyra does. And Miss J is kind of in between. Yeah.
Justin. Oh, they, like, yell at him for the ghosties.
Mm-hmm. But, like.
And.
His photo.
His photo's not great either.
That dog was out modeling Dustin. That dog was just laying there.
Oh, that beautiful
pig. I know. I felt sad for him. I was like, ugh, no. Don't do poorly, my husband. But.
And then Niall looks so hot.
Niall can ruin my life in that photo.
Ad campaign.
Seriously, like, those eyes, that everything, my wig, it died. Everything in my life, I wanted it. I would give up everything for him.
So then we go to the eliminated contestants.
Yeah.
Feedback.
Yep.
Ashley, they say, looks lost.
Mm-hmm. It's not a great photo of her. It's not.
I agree.
They like Stefano's photo.
Stefano.
I hated it.
I think he looks. It's just those, honestly, the hair is ruining it, everything for me. And the styling.
I didn't like it. They were like, you look like a model. And they're like, no, I don't like it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I wanted to buy, like, a sheep rug after seeing that.
Yup. Dustin shot, though.
It's great. His profile is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
He sucks in the next episode and in real life. But that,
yeah.
Photo is so good.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I'm not mad.
He looks like a badass Lolita. And she does.
I loved it. Oh, so
she's
cute.
Just so photogenic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Delaney is taking it too seriously. She's not good. It's not good. And Ava booked 1 out of 4 ghosties, which you find out then. Which I was like, ooh, 25%. That's not good. And her photo is. I love it. I think it's gorgeous.
It's absolutely
the best. The best of the female comeback photos, for sure.
I agree. Bayo, they really like it. They love the tension. And then the get our favorite thing where the eliminated models are called out by lowest score.
Yeah.
So it's call out order, but in reverse. You're not making it, and you're not making it, and you're not making it.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley, out. Delaney, bye. Bayo, see ya. Courtney, later. Ava, get out
deuces.
Stefano, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And then Dustin gets back in.
Yes. And then we have call out order.
Regular call out order.
Yes.
So it's Niall, Hadassah, Lacey, Mame, Mikey, and then the bottom two are Justin and Dustin.
Justin and Dustin. Or Justin and Devin, sorry. Devin has...
Oh, sorry. I said Justin and Dustin. Justin and Devin.
Justin. Devin has amazing looks and a weird, amazing personality. And Justin has an amazing face swag, but he might be cooling off a bit in this competition. But guess what? It's another unnecessary cliffhanger.
Yeah. To be continued. Oh, and it's also revealed that we're going to Vegas.
Yes. Pack your bags, girls. You're going to Vegas.
Ugh.
I know. It's the last
stupid
one.
Why?
Why? Why? Just poor Qua. Okay,
so episode 10 is called The Girl Who Became Bootyful. Not beautiful.
Tappa tappa clickety clickety tappa tappa lippy dippy tappa tappa clickety tappa tappa clickety tappa tappa lippy. I want to beat the who out of you. We gotta work the hard way, like the run. It's gonna be in my head all day. I'm so upset. Right.
So episode 10 opens with Justin getting eliminated.
Yes, kill me.
Mommy misses her boyf.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Justin's like, I see Mommy and us moving forward. Did they?
I think so for a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, like, basically back at the house, everyone's annoyed that Dustin is back because they're like, he just doesn't take it seriously. Even Devin is saying that, which is how you know Dustin is annoying.
Yeah, Dustin is annoying.
If Hadassah and Devin think that you're annoying, you're annoying.
Yeah, they're the two most annoying in the house. Niall's photo's displayed.
Mm-hmm.
We get some backstory on him. His parents divorced when he was 11. And then we get a packing montage for Vegas.
Yes. And Mame is like, I miss Justin. And he wrote her a letter. And then we see her in the diary room crying about it. And I'm like, Mame!
Get over it, Mame.
She literally says, I'm so alone. I'm always getting people ripped away from me all the time. Because remember, like, she got sent away from her parents when she was, like, a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's got, it's like trauma. Don't say or tell her to get over it.
It's just Justin.
Yeah, you guys can text on your OPA phones.
And you'll see him on the next photo shoot.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Probably.
In real life.
But, I mean, they're only 4 hours away. But guess what? We going to Vegas.
Yeah, so they, again, as we said,
packing.
They take a bus. No plane.
Mm-mm.
And they arrive at the SLS Vegas, and they're staying in this gigantic penthouse.
Yes. The SLS no longer exists. It's now called the Sahara.
Oh.
Yeah.
They get these presents from Tyra that are clothes for them to wear.
Yeah.
And they're attending this private VIP party.
With Don Benjamin.
Don motherfucking Benjamin DJing.
I loved him with the dark hair. Loved it. Oh, honey.
I just hate a DJ.
I mean, there's nothing worse. That's why I won't get on Raya. Who wants to date a DJ?
Was Don in last cycle or the one before?
Who's 20?
The one before.
Mm-hmm.
With Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing his song, Jealous, it's called.
Sure.
I haven't listened to any of his music, so I don't know.
No. Yusai and Miss J are there for absolutely no reason.
Just to judge the challenge.
Yeah.
They're going to have them jump into a pool while posing, and Massimo's going to take their picture, and then the best photo wins a luxury spa experience.
And then if you watch the video, the music video afterwards, you find out that this is technically really day one of filming for the music video.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they wear these outfits again. They wear these outfits again, and they use that pool falling footage again. So, mm-hmm. They lied to us.
They lied
What
to
a
us.
Surprise.
They have one take. Mame is the only one that really does amazing.
Yeah.
Lacey blocked her face with her sunglasses. Hadassah's dress flew up and blocked her
face. I felt bad for her. I laughed so hard.
I know.
I was like,
Don Benjamin laughed at her, and I was like, that's
my worst nightmare, because I saw it happening, and that's honestly, that's a styling issue. Like, that's not her.
Not her
that's
fault.
Entirely a styling issue, and they should have given at least recognized that in the challenge, you know. But that's just me. But the winner of the challenge gets a luxury treatment at the SLS Vegas. And the top girls, or the top people, are Hadassah, Dustin, and Mame. I think that's why they put Hadassah in the, like, they were like, at least when you looked like you were kind of falling, it looked good.
Yeah, kind of.
But Mame is the well-deserved winner, in my opinion.
Kind of.
You think?
No, yeah, I do. I was thinking of Jerem from 30 Rock. When he goes, that's not that much cheese.
Yeah.
And when he goes, look, I'm doing it. Jerem, I'm doing the dance. And he goes,
Kind of. Yeah, I love Jerem.
So Tyra appears, and she shills her Tyra beauty.
Yes, yes. This is the next day. We're on set.
Basically, yeah, we're on set. She talks about her multi-level schemes. She's a scammer.
She's like, last season we totally tried to sell my scam with a commercial. This season we're gonna give it a music video, so then it's just you know, like, it's it's subliminal messaging.
Yeah.
It's like Josie and the Pussycats.
Amanda's been brainwashed. She
dabba clicking like a dabba dabba dippa dippa clacking that. It's like, that's, are those the words? Anyway.
Work the hallway like the runway.
Right. That's my next note, actually.
They all get the lyrics, and they're studying it, and Niall is listening to it because he can hear the beats in headphones.
I liked that.
Dustin is flirting with every single person there with a vagina and telling them to add him on Instagram.
Ugh.
Ugh, God. I hate that.
Get over yourself.
I hate that that's still a thing.
Mm-hmm. This is never going to not be a thing until Instagram dies.
Yeah.
It's going to still happen. Mm-hmm.
So everyone is just irritated with him.
Mm-hmm.
We find out all the characters everyone's playing. Lacey's the insecure girl.
Yep.
Niall's bartender. Hadassah's a customer. Mame's a beauty tainer.
A beauty tainer.
Dustin, which is one of the multi-level marketing girls. Dustin's a party host. And Dustin, like, blows it, because instead of practicing or, like, learning the lyrics, he was just, like, touching a girl's thigh without her consent.
Yeah. Like, touching a girl's lower back while he, like, walks past her, even though he doesn't have to do that to get past her.
I hate that.
Mikey is a ladies' man, because why make it hard for him? Devin is a makeup artist. Which I would I would not let that man beat my face. But also, Niall is the best one of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and that's the thing that makes Dustin look even worse, because it's just like, that guy's deaf, and he's in a music video, and he's over here, like, killing that shit. Yep.
So then we go to day two. Hadassah just calls Dustin out for flirting with everybody. He's like, shut up.
Right. Shut up.
Stop it, Hadassah. I'm just here to have fun.
Right. It's like, why are you here to have fun, then?
You should have stayed eliminated.
Right. Exactly.
Who in your dream world would have come back instead of Dustin?
Justin would have stayed instead. Like, that's what would have happened.
Okay, well, who would have come back?
Ava.
Yeah. I like Ava.
Mm-hmm. Of all the eliminated people so far, Ava's probably the only one. It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to keep Ashley away from Mikey. I never want to see Stefano again. Delaney was not good enough. Bayo was annoying. So annoying. Yeah.
Courtney, I can't stand her in the house, even though I love her photos.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, Ava should have come back. Ava. Who should have been eliminated then, Devin?
Yeah, because it was his third time in the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Devin should have been eliminated. Three times consecutively, too. Ugh. Like, come on. Same. Go home. So, Devin, speaking of, Devin knows when he walks into that room, he's like, I know I have to kill it on the show, on the thing.
Yeah.
And it's like...
He doesn't lack self-awareness in that regard.
Yeah, because he's, yeah, and guess what? He does.
He does so well in that room, in that hallway. Those screamed. Dance moves are so fucking cool.
He was so cool. He was so good. I loved it. This and also, the idea of this hallway scene, I will admit, is brilliant. Like, in that with the stripes and the
I love Hadassah walking in that hallway and losing her balance and running into a wall, because that's exactly what I would do.
That's what I would do.
Try to make it work.
Yeah.
Try to make it work.
Like, I think we have done this.
Fully, like, trying to walk in a straight line and spin and then just spinning into a wall. Spin into a
wall. And it's not like she does it so it doesn't look... it's obvious that that's what happened. Like, there's no other. It's very obvious. Mm-mm. But she, you know, she tried to make it work.
And Mikey looks like Hinder or like some other like light rock early 2000s.
Yeah, like Eddie Vedder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wishes. So Miss J arrives on set, which you know is a personal favor to
right.
Tyra.
Yeah, and Miss J arrives on set for day two, and he's wearing a Tyra / Auntie wig.
and they so have much these ADR big giant. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this part? Oh my god. There was ADR for a solid like 2 minutes where it was just showing the contestants nodding and smiling, and I was like, you can't do it for that long. Like, you can't do it for that long. That's like, insane.
None of this was real. They said. And I almost tried to walk, like, I have the note. I was like, I tried to, like, write most of it down, but I couldn't. I was just like, I'm just giving up right now. But they're wearing these huge custom, like, couture pieces. They're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, these big gold couture things. The one that Tyra got to wear that was, like, the Tyra Beauty thing. The corset thing. Wow.
Gorge.
Absolutely. That artistry. Wow. Also, Tyra looked beautiful. In mm-hmm. all of this, she looked stunning. Especially, I hate to say it, in that gray and black, the black and white part, the bridge of the music video, where it's her like lip syncing. She looked amazing. I was mad. I was mad.
Oh, in the like ball gown where it's lacy, like intercut.
Yeah.
Like, copy and paste it around her.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Mikey and Hadassah have to kiss, and. Yuck. Stop it's putting so him. Stop making him kiss people. Yeah, just stop. Stop giving him
opportunities to touch women.
I don't. Basically.
He's so nasty.
And like, she's struggling because she's sitting next to Devin and Mikey, both of whom are wearing these giant couture pieces with like big, like pokey things. And she keeps getting hit
like
in the
giant
face.
Metal, like. I don't even, what are they called? Like the skull of a, like a corset, like the bones.
The
of a
bones.
Corset.
Yeah. It's so, they're hard to explain because they're so artistically, they're just artists. They're couture pieces. They're art. Like, but it's like, Mikey's
it's
wearing spikes.
Like wearing a metal sculpture.
Yeah. They're wearing, it's sculptural pieces. And of course, Hadassah keeps getting hit in the face.
And then Don Benjamin suddenly there.
Yeah. I was like, why are you here? Are you supposed to be in this video? No.
And then and then Tyra makes Niall sign the word booty.
I laughed.
B-O-O-T-Y.
I did love, though, that she was like, okay, this is like, here's the, I'm going to like show you what the beat is like. And the clapping thing, I was like, this is actually, This is what I want. I want to see more of this. I could watch an hour of learning how Niall, like would work in this environment, you know? Because you got to be on beat.
I know.
I loved it. And also, cool. They tell him to work and to flirt with the camera, and guess what? He did. That camera was flirted with. My knives were out. Mm-mm. Anyway, so then Tyra walks the runway. It's gorgeous. I won't even lie. Like, yeah, I think also this week was the week in real time when it aired was the week they found out they were getting canceled. Like, they announced the cancellation. So I think this is kind of, like, weirdly poignant in the long... It's like, oh, like, you go out in these gorgeous, like... It's almost like an homage to what this show was in a weird, emotional, poignant way. Wow, I just got really... That was really touching. I just said it. And at the end, Tyra, Mame, and Lacey used to be like, I'm in! And Tyra and Mame are like, we scammed this girl! High five! And they missed their high five.
It's kind of cute, though.
And the way they both laugh about it. Yeah.
We go to judging. We watch everyone's best takes.
Yeah. This panel room in Vegas is really weird. I feel like Tyra was yelling.
Yeah.
Because
it's like... I feel like they were given, like, a small black box theater or something.
Yeah, it's like the judges...
But, like, all glossy. I don't know.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't like this judging room. I don't like it at all. Not a fan. And so, yeah. They show Mame first. Yeah. And Mame isn't fierce enough. She, like, needs to let go. And you could tell she thought that she was killing it, but it's like, the camera didn't pull that out, you know.
Mikey did well. Slamming that door open was amazing.
Yeah.
Devin, they're like, you're wearing too much makeup. They finally call him out.
And he's like...
The dancing in that hallway is so good.
Okay, like, this is how his crazy works. But they don't even talk about how in his first moment, when he flipped that mascara and then nodded his head... Oh my god, icon, like, he flipped that mascara and then he caught it. And then he, like, nodded his head in time with the beat. This is his best performance on this show. I'm sorry. End of story.
I agree. Lacey, they're like, your runway walk was weak, but, like, you did well in character. Like, your modeling wasn't good, but your acting was good, essentially.
Like,
Hadassah ran into the wall.
At the end of the day, that's what happened.
That's what happened.
Hadassah ran into the wall.
Dustin blew it. Dustin's, like, trying to lip rap or whatever.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know the lyrics. It's like what we do in the car when we're, like, trying to sing along to a song we don't know. And you're like...
He didn't know his words, America.
Yeah.
He got, like... No good. Like, Dustin is just like a Drag Race contestant that he, like, went home for not knowing his words. Mm-hmm. It's just true.
Mm-mm. And then Niall, they love.
They love. They're like, wow, black and white hallway, great. Like, you, like, signing.
Bartending. Great. Signing. Mm-mm. Amazing.
So hot.
Love that. And then we get to call it order, and it's
yes, Mikey, honeys.
Devin, Lacey, Mame, Niall. And the bottom two are Hadassah and Devin. Wait.
Yes.
Hadassah and Dustin. I keep writing down Devin for Dustin.
I get you.
So the bottom two, Hadassah and Dustin.
Yes. Dustin doesn't know how to handle direction, basically, and, like, doesn't take anything seriously. And Hadassah is pent up, and they're wondering if she's a model or not. But bye, Dustin. Glad you were here for half a second longer than you needed to be. Great.
Get out of here.
Great. Do you want to do Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
I was supposed to do it for Ashley. This email is still not loading, even though it loaded earlier this week. So I feel like it just decides when I'm recording this podcast, it's just not going to load. So we'll do Where Are They Now for Ashley at some point. I'll figure it out. But Justin unsurprisingly, had a really good career. He signed with Next Models in Miami in L.A. He did a cover and spread of Elements magazine with Mame, but he's no longer together with her. Bummer. He was in, with, he did, HUF, Vulcan, Hasid, Elegant Status, these, I don't know. He did catalog work with, Atomist, PRPS Jeans, Paul Mitchell, Lululemon. He was in a Coca-Cola ad in 2016, the music video for Nick Jonas's Remember I Told You, and a Fitbit commercial in 2017. Also, I think he has a mustache now and I'm super into it. And yeah. He's still, his job's kind of slowed down, but he has 160,000 followers on Instagram. Yep. And he's followed by Monet Exchange, Phoebe Robinson, and a few other people. Oh, and Chantal Anderson, who we know. From the award show.
Oh, she's followed. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dustin did three magazines. College Style Guy, Vulcan Magazine Online, and Glue. He modeled clothes for Hollister, Diabru Italy, and Calvin Klein for Belk. He worked for Grit Bells like other before and did 260 tests. But of course, he basically became like a cam boy. Like he has like, oh. He had like an OnlyFans account. And definitely like sold images of himself for money on the internet.
Yeah. Right,
so, like, Nick sent me two videos of him on from Pornhub, so I'm happy to spread that wealth if you need to. And if you don't already know, Justin got arrested last November for domestic assault on his girlfriend. A couple had an argument after she saw a screenshot of her ex on her phone. He took the phone from her, tried to kick her in the chest when she tried to get it back. He pulled her hair and cut her finger when he snatched her keys. He allegedly shattered the back of her phone during the altercation, and she told the cops that he made threats to post explicit videos of her as well.
What a rat.
Yes, of course he was. But unfortunately, on top of that, he's the 10th most followed model and the 4th most followed guy from the show on Instagram.
He
has 436,000 Instagram followers. Yep. What a dirtball.
I hate him.
Yep, same. What a fucking dirtball. And guess what? He's only 23. He was 19 on this show. Yeah.
Oh, God. We're so much older.
I know. It's gross. And there's that for Where Are They Now? We do have two letters to read. Do you want me to forward you one so you can read it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to send it to your phone. To your one of your emails. I'm going to send you both your emails. I don't know which one you're going to
use.
And I'll read this one. Okay. This is from Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Hillary and Amanda. The first thing I want to say is thank you. In middle school and high school, Top Model was the comfort food for my soul. Now your podcast is the comfort food for my soul. You have excellent taste and on the show, and we really appreciate you going above and beyond with the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. The highest of highs being Jade and the lowest of lows being Cycle 24. I was just listening to the latest episodes, and you guys mentioned wanting input on what you should do after finishing America's Next Top Model. What I would love to hear you talk about is Australia's Next Top Model. I was a big fan of the show back when I was tragically deep in reality TV games culture and the Top Model fandom at large back in, like, 2010. The first 7 cycles are on Hulu. I just binged through them for the first time in, like, 8 years and loved them. The biggest glaring problem with the show is how white... basically all the cycles are, which is really unfortunate because the drama is often crazy and pretty entertaining. The photo shoot quality is very high caliber, and the number of winners that have gone down to have really, really successful industry careers and genuinely deserve to win. And of course, the accents are really fun. I think Australia's Next Top Model could be a breath of fresh air for you guys after having to go through cycles 21 and 22. He has a parenthetical to end his note. I teach English in Spain, and now a generation of elementary schools there are going to say passion like Adrian for the rest of time because of your impact. Also, I love the Bachelor recaps on the Audacity. Orange Heart, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. So that's two for Australia, right?
Yeah, that's
two emails we've gotten.
That's quite a few.
Yeah. We should do an Instagram poll. Guys, we'll figure out how we're going to do this. But again, guys, if you want to email us and let us know.
We'll do something official.
Yeah, we'll do something official. We'll come up with something next week.
I'm reading an email from Sunny D.
Yes.
I love that. I was going to read it as Sony, and then I saw the D. Mm-hmm. So, Sunny D. Hello. Just sending an email about what you two could do once the cycle is done. I, for one, love the idea of Project Runway that was mentioned, as I'm pretty sure you'll be able to ride that train for years. However,
it's true.
It is true. If you're anything like me, you'll lose interest and want to rip your hair out after season 13 and pretty much any of the All-Stars. That's what we did after this show, too.
Mm-hmm.
So here are my suggestions for a few shows that last 1 to 3 seasons, are related to fashion, and will hopefully keep things fresh and exciting for you.
I love this premise. I really love this. This is so good.
The only possible issue is finding them to watch. Keep that in your back pocket.
Cool.
Okay, so number one is A Model Life. Petra Nemkova in 2007 decided to make a weird hybrid between a TLC special and Top Model. Fun fact, one of the models, Abby Fox, is still working to this day. A highlight is the fitness episode where, from what I remember, a fairly well-done portion of the episode was about a model's less-than-ideal health in regards to her low weight.
Oh my god.
Only to be juxtaposed by her being on a shoot, being complimented on her body.
Oh my god!
I'm into that. Next in fashion, oh, that's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yep.
Very topical of the moment, easy, accessible, fun. The Face, you two have mentioned this before, so why not? Also, there will be a plethora of iconic Naomi moments to discuss.
It's true.
What does she say to Carolina?
Oh, it's to Coco Rocha. She says something like something about her purple lipstick. Hold on, I gotta find it. It's amazing.
America's Most Smartest Model, some bullshit VH1 show. The premise was to show models aren't dumb by doing the exact opposite. Some highlights are contestant Mandy Lynn's existence. Did you watch that?
I definitely watched America's Most Smartest Model. It's a truly incredible show.
Oh, okay.
One of the dumbest.
So good.
That'll probably be really hard to find, though.
Hosted by Carmen Electra for some reason. It was like Top Model, but for male models. Quality questionable, but it was nice. Various international versions of ANTM, I would suggest rather than sticking to a single iteration, jump around to different, more iconic seasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
None really compare to ANTM in terms of cultural impact, but many are entertaining and have actually produced a fair amount of working models. And then he just goes through, like, which cycles mm-hmm. are probably the best.
Yeah. I've heard Asia's Next Top Model is really good.
Canada, Australia, Africa's. Oh, and then just says, there's my terribly long email. Thanks for the 163 episodes thus far.
Can't believe we've done that many. Thank you.
So, that is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was I thinking of? I just got an idea. Oh, did we ever get any suggestion for Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency?
No, but we should definitely see if we can find it. We definitely should do that as a bonus after this. Like,
that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And then didn't Janice have another show? Like, after that?
Maybe. I know she, like, rebooted JDMA at some
yeah.
point.
Oh, yeah.
And moved them all into a house together. Because she had the agency, and then she moved them all into a house. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, and then she lived in the house, too, and had spy cams all over.
Of course she did.
Nanny cams over.
Wow. Google, stop listening to me. I just Googled just Janice Dickinson model, like just Janice, and it came up Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency first. Stop listening to me.
Amanda, do you want to do our social?
Yes. Guys, if you want to follow us on social media, you can find all of our social media links over at our website, americasnexttopbestfriend.com. If you want to send us an email, we will read it on the podcast. You just listen to two of them. So we'll do that again. You can send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. You can read me and Hillary's work at theaudacity.com. That's the-audacity.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Loch Ness Manda. That's L-O-C-H, like the scary Scottish monster that may or may not be real. We never know. Hillary,
yes.
Welcome back, baby.
You can, thank you. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at hilarious123. And you can read my work at theaudacity.com.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Maybe next week I'll have some good news.
Amanda will have something to share on the pod next week. I have had a very eventful few weeks, and it's
she's
nice to be
gonna
back.
Leave her house soon. Yes. Anyway.
All right.
I love you. Let's sign off. Let's do this.
Okay. 1, 2, three.
Rorschach. Arp.
Bye. Bye.